Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, and today's show is, as usual, about jazz drummer Paul Modian. And I've been playing, it's the fourth or fifth episode where I'm playing in alphabetical order Paul Modian compositions that were written and copyrighted between 1973 and 1989. And they're all coming out as a songbook for musicians, and it's all in Paul Modian's handwriting. It's a really beautiful book, and it's at the printer. I'm pretty excited. I can't wait till it's completely done and in my hands, and it will be for sale. So as I figure that out, I will let you know about it. So we started off the show with two songs because there was an alpaca in here, so the studio is open to everyone and lots of animals. It was very cute. So we heard The Story of Mariam from the 1984 Soul Note album, The Story of Mariam. And that was recorded in Milan, Italy, and had Ed Schuller on bass, Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Jim Pepper on tenor and soprano saxophone, Bill Frisell on guitar, and Paul Modian on drums. And I want to thank my partner, the Camden Conference, that's bringing lots of events to the area right now and right up until their main event next February. And so you can check out their talks, and which are a lot at local libraries. So the second song we just heard was The Storyteller from the album One Time Out, a 1987 Soul Note release with Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, and Paul Modian. And that song is recorded quite a bit by other people, for Paul Modian songs anyway. And we Marilyn Crispell does a lovely version of that. So I'm going to continue on. It's the show might be a little long today. There's no one after me, so I might go into a third hour to get all this stuff on the air in one episode. It wasn't quite enough for two episodes. So next up, we have The Sunflower, and this is from Le Voyage, a 1979 ECM release with Paul, Charles Brackeen, and J.F. Jenny Clark. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was one of five unrecorded songs, or unreleased, really. I found rehearsal tapes with all of the songs on them. So that is a song called Tales of the Unexpected, and it's from a rehearsal tape from February 7th, 1983, and never been heard publicly before. And that song will be in the composition book. It's Ed Schuler on bass, Billy Drews on alto saxophone, Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Bill Frisell on electric guitar, Paul Modian on drums, and it was recorded at Billy Drews' apartment or studio in New York City. And before that, we heard The Sunflower, a Paul Modian composition from Le Voyage, with Paul Modian, Charles Brackeen on saxophone, and J.F. Jenny Clark on bass. I want to remind you that you're listening to community radio, WRFR Low Power, 93.3 FM Rockland, Maine, streaming online at WRFR.org, and also at 99.3 in Camden on the radio dial. So, next up, I have another of the unreleased tunes, and this one is called Tangram, and it's from a rehearsal tape from July 20th, 1981, and it's just with Ed Schuler on bass, Bill Frisell on electric guitar, and Paul Modian on drums. And I think this is a later version of a song that Paul had first titled Olivio, which I played on a previous show, and he had played it at the Creative Music Studio with his trio in 1978 or 79. So this is Tangram. So also not on any albums, but you may have heard it live if you heard the band back then. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Tanner Street from Jack of Clubs, a 1985 Soul Note release. Joe Lovano on tenor sax, Jim Pepper on tenor and soprano, Bill Frisell on guitar, Ed Schuler on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And Tanner Street is the name of the street that Paul Modian grew up on in Providence, Rhode Island. And before that, we heard a nice long rehearsal version of Tangram, a Paul Modian composition that was never recorded for an album. And that's the first time it's been played publicly since he played it a fair amount live. So you may have heard it if you were around back in early 1980s. That was from July 20th, 1981. Ed Schuler on bass, Bill Frisell on electric guitar, and Paul Modian on drums for that. So last week I did a show all about Lowell Davidson and also some cassette tapes that I found. And Ethan Iverson wrote about it on his blog, his jazz blog. And he wrote about this myth that he heard that Keith Jarrett chose Paul Modian to play drums for him because he had heard him play on a tape with Lowell Davidson and he thought it was really great. And I was like, oh, I've never heard that. And I hadn't. So, Ethan said, yeah, I think I saw it in the biography of Keith that's written by Ian Carr. So, of course, lo and behold, I was like, oh yeah, I must have that book because Paul had a huge collection of jazz biographies that I've unpacked them, but I haven't really gotten to look at them much. It's called Ian Carr, Keith Jarrett, The Man and His Music. So I'm just going to read that little bit. So let's see where we can start. Haydn is resonant and freer of the pulse, while Modian creates an often idiosyncratic, rhythmic commentary. Jarrett was aware of the points of similarity and of difference with Evans's group. He remembers hearing a short tape of Paul Modian playing with a piano player Lowell Davidson from Boston and being completely knocked out by it. I knew he had been the drummer with Bill Evans, and all I'd heard of him was very tasty and very musical, but rather stiff playing, I thought. Later I found out it was because he was asked to play that way. And that is from, that quote of Keith Jarrett's is from an interview he did for Down East, one of the drumming magazines. Wait, I'll look it up later and let you know what it is. And the other really cool thing about this book is the photos in it are from the 1971 recording session at Atlantic Studios of Keith Jarrett's group. And the photo that I use on the cover of the songbook is from that same recording session. And the photos are by Val Wilmer. They're really great. So, okay. So next up, we have Bayou Blue, Keith Jarrett's album that came out in 1976, and it's almost all Paul Mullodian compositions. So this is Trist, and then I have another version, the other version of Trist. It's the one composition in the book that has two versions because they're slightly different. The second one is from Story of Mariam, and I'm going to take us to the top of the hour with those two cuts.